to remember what our moms taught us, to hide what our moms taught us in our hearts so that later on, essentially, the GPS of our lives will work for us. And I said the GPS of our lives says, turn left here, turn right here, or go straight ahead. So it was with great honor that I present Emily to you to bless us and to glorify the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, everyone. So I'm going to pray before we start. So everyone bow their heads. Dear God, please bless these people and have them understand what I'm trying to tell them. Amen. Okay. So today we're talking about God's big plan. And I'm in cabinet making in my school. So when you build something, a teacher will give you a plan. And most of the time, you have no idea what you're doing. But if you don't get this plan and you just start making things, who knows what's going to end up out of it? So usually a teacher will hand you something saying this is what the steps you have to do. And you follow these steps and you'll make a beautiful piece of furniture. This is what God does. He hands you he gives you stuff so you have a plan, so you understand how to live your life. So my first topics is God has a plan for everyone, even if they don't know it. Because in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." This is really cool because God has a plan for every single person in this room, even if they don't know. My second point is God started this plan for you before you were created. So in Jeremiah 1:5, it says, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you the prophet to the nations. Also, in Psalms 139:13-14, it says, "For I have created you in my utmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well." God has started everything before people know it. I don't know what I want to do, but I know in my heart that God has something for me. It started before you were even born. The Lord will always be with you to guide you, even if you think you're on your own. In Proverbs 16:9, it says, "In his heart, man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps." You think you're on your own, you think you're just going, God is always right there. He's going to be your coach. He's always there with you. And in the story, The Footprints in the Sand, it goes, "One night I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord. Many scenes of my life flash across the sky. In each scene, I noticed footprints in the sand. Sometimes there's two footprints, other times there's one footprint. This bothered me because I noticed that during my low periods of life, where I was suffering from anguish, sorrow, and defeat, I could only see one set of footprints. So I said to the Lord, 'Lord, you promised me that if I followed you, you would always walk with me. But I noticed that during my most trying periods, in my most trying periods of life, there was only one set of footprints in the sand. Why, when I needed you the most, have you not been there with me?' And the Lord replied, 'The times where you're only seen one set of footprints, I was carrying you.'" This is a huge, really good example because God will pick you up through your hard times. If you think you're on your own, God will always be there with you. And it doesn't matter what you do or if something happens, if you do something bad, he'll always be there. A really big thing about God's plan, don't let people discourage you because of your age or because of anything else. In 1 Timothy 4:12, it says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, and in faith and in purity. Also in Joel 2:28, it says, "And afterwards I will pour out my spirit on all people. Both your sons and daughters will prophesy, and your old men will dream dreams. With your young men will see visions." This shows that it doesn't matter if you're old or young, God will have a plan. He won't give up on you because you're old, or he won't just look over you because you're still young. Trust in the Lord and do what he says. Jeremiah 1, I lost my page. Sorry, guys. I lost my page, 414. In Jeremiah 1, it says, "And the word of the Lord came to me. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you the prophet to the nations." "Ah, sovereign Lord," I said, "I do not know how to speak. I am only a child." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say I am only a child. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I commanded you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord." Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said, "Now I've put words in your mouth. See today that I appointed you over the prophets of the nations and the kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and to overthrow, and to build and to plant." The word of the Lord came to me, "Do you see, Jeremiah? I see a branch of an almond tree. I reply. The Lord said to me, "You have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. So Jeremiah was afraid. He didn't want to go out because he thought he wasn't qualified. But God said, "You need to go out to these people and preach to them, spread my word to them." And so really cool. If anyone knows, the word for almond tree and the word for watching are almost the same when you put them in Latin or Greek or something. They are almost the same words, so that's why God put the almond tree in front of Jeremiah to say, "I'm watching you," because he's just giving a reference saying, if you see an almond tree, you know I'm there. You have to look at what God puts in front of you. So he put an almond tree in front of Jeremiah, but you never know what he's putting in front of you. So like, let's say you see something and you know there's a purpose for it. God put it in front of you purposely so that you can go and see what God has planned. And then in Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." So many people don't believe enough in themselves to do what God has told them to do. But the people need to be, you guys need to be bold and say, "I'm able to stand up for God, and that I don't care how people look at me. I'm going to do what God has planned for me." In Acts 4:18-20, it says, "They call them in again and commanded them not to speak and teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, "Judge for yourself whatever is right in God's sight to obey you rather than God, for we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. So they are saying how the judges don't want them to talk about Jesus, but these men are like, just say, I'm going to speak up for my faith. That's what everyone else has to do, because when you're following God's plan, you can't just be afraid of what people are saying about you, because it's your plan you're supposed to follow. So many people who are younger or older have been able to accomplish their plan. It doesn't matter because of like what other people think. As long as you're open to God, you'll do what he wants you to do. Even if you fall and stumble and like go off your path, God will bring you back no matter what. Even if you mess up seriously, if you repent and say, God, I'm sorry, please help me, he'll bring you back to where you're supposed to go. If you're open to God, you'll be able to accomplish so much things. And people who are not open will not be able to accomplish the things they need to accomplish. And people who are open know how to truly live for God and know where they're to go when he's sending them. So God wants us to follow his plan. It's a plan that will show you how to go to eternal life up in heaven. How we get there is we have to listen to God. You have to pray. If you do mess up, you have to repent. You just have to be open and listening and always watching. If you see something in front of you, like Jeremiah saw the olive branch, you have to realize that's what's happening. Now today I want you to be bold and step out in faith. God has amazing plans for everyone, but we don't always know what it is. We just have to believe and keep praying that God will give us more. So if you see like pictures in little segments, eventually God will show you the big picture of what you're supposed to be doing. He will show us the way. He always will. He'll be always there holding our hand, guiding us through, or he'll be carrying us, or he'll be walking in front of us. Even if we happen to make a wrong turn, we'll only know that he's with us, guiding us, even carrying us if we don't know how to make it on our own. The Lord loves us, and he wants us to have a future. He wants us to have the future that he set out for us, even if we don't know what's planned. God works in mysterious ways. We don't always know what's going to happen or where he's going to come from, but he knows that he has the eternal plan for us. So let's bow our heads and pray. Dear God, thank you for letting us know that you have a plan, and please help us show us what it is, even if we get small segments of it. And I hope that everyone has a blessed day. Amen.
This is amazing. You know, just have your child come up and do something like this. But I have to tell you the story behind this. Emily was at youth group, and she came home one night, and she said, I need to write a sermon. And I said, okay. I said, what is your sermon going to be about God's plan? Because there are kids in my youth group that don't understand that, that don't get it. So she did this for a youth group, which was great. And then Pastor Debbie heard that she had done that. So, and to be able to present it to our church is just a blessing. So as a parent, it blesses me that my child has a really good understanding that God's going to guide her path in the right direction. So I'm very proud of you.
Praise God. I wanted to do a closing, but how do you follow behind that? That's awesome right there. Parents recognizing their children in front of everyone, that's glorious. And on a side note, it's just wonderful that it's not just wonderful, but sometimes we fail to realize that God gave us these children to raise, and what an honor and a blessing that is to do that. And sometimes we forget that, but it's always great to see parents who don't and encourages their children, just as God has encouraged us to point our children in the right direction, to lead them in the right direction, to be a model citizen for them, and to forgive them as they fall down, when they fall down, and encourage them to get back up and go in the right direction. And we are about ready to go in another direction. We're going to break our worship here right now and go fellowship out there among some food, friends, and family. And before we go, let's just give God some praise and honor. Father, thank you, Father, for what you have done here today. Father, thank you that you are not a respect of persons, Father, age, or whatever, Father, that when we come humbly before you with a childlike spirit, you're able to use us in great and mighty ways. Lord, thank you for what you've done here today. Thank you for bringing this group of people together to hear this message at this time. Lord, bless the rest of our day. Help us to be good stewards of our time and give you praise and glorify your name in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.